Love. To feel lovey. It's a lover, lovey.
You and me together, we chase this dream forever. The stars align whenever you relax to me. Through the stormy weather, we chase this dream together. You and me forever in a summer dream. Driving by the sea in a summer dream.
Very cold, yeah.
You are next to me.
Australia.
I just feel so free.
Stars above the clouds, what a perfect view. Just realized if I play that other one that I was gonna play, it's a Christian one and it would be blocked on YouTube. So we can't play Christian music because it's all copyrighted. That's the truth. But we can play any other music and they're okay with us using their music. But Bethel Church block us. It's the truth, that's exactly what happens. Can you believe it? I can believe it. Well, I talked about them in one of my podcasts. It's the least watched podcast because it's titled Prayer. And nobody wants to know about prayer. Isn't that good? How the Holy Spirit does that to test us, to see what we go for, how we make assumptions on titles and how we judge things because of what we think we know. It's good. It's funny how we humans can do that. Somebody said to me, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? And I'm like, you don't even know the Holy Spirit, because if you did, you wouldn't ask me that question. Because you would know that if you're controlled by the Holy Spirit, you're just controlled. But people want to know everything, want to work it all out. So they never enter in. They watch from the outside, thinking they're in, but they're not. Judging everyone, blocking themselves constantly. Evil in their hearts. They love. They don't love the Lord, they love themselves. Maybe we'll try in another life. True!
Destiny, oh, we just can't. Running through the hourglass.
feeling. I love worshiping the Lord. That's where it's at, people. All at the worship. Yeah? And this is worship. I feel high. Ecstasy. Last one.
You and I drifted to the river of life and meaning every time.
To read this scripture, find it in my Kindle. But see, it's not downloaded. Oh, really? Are you serious? Won't let me download my Psalms Poetry on Fire that I purchased because it's exceeded its license. I didn't even know it had a license. Only allowed to download it on two devices, which is crazy when you update your phone every year. But whatever, okay. Just another Christian restriction. It's so true. As Christians, they're always trying to make money on everything. Stop it. You freaking greedy, greedy people. Stop. And this is what the Lord says. Joy in the fellowship of God. Psalm 63. He said 63:6. So we're going to have a look at that and then I'm going to read the whole lot. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Ooh. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Isn't that nice? Oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water, so I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory, because your loving kindness is better than life. Ooh, oh, God, fix that up. Come back there. My lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name, and my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I meditate you on my bed, when I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. And therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God, and everyone who swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped in Jesus' name. Well, our theme today was fear and no fear, having no fear. And I made a video on Facebook this morning and it's just sick of and tired of fear and intimidation and being controlled by people and having people use you and abuse you and take advantage of your good nature and your heart and how you even are just naive and gullible and just trusting people that you shouldn't be trusting because you've had no guidance and you haven't really been taught how to trust people because you haven't had that demonstrated in your life or, you know, you haven't had any parents. You've had to raise yourself, you know, raised by wolves out there in the wild just trying to make it, right? Survive. And just fighting for dear life, right? And it's just children of Satan. That's what we were, right? We didn't have God. We didn't know God. We didn't even know there was a power of God that would save us and bring us out of that evil hell and give us power to overcome and give us power to actually rise up, right? And actually come into an inheritance in a kingdom. Didn't even know there was a kingdom. Let alone anything else. Didn't know there was anything called supernatural power. Didn't know there was such thing as dreams and visions from God. Man, I had a lot of nightmares. When I first started to awaken, you know, when things fall apart, usually that's what happens when things start to fall apart. You start to search for meaning of life. And, you know, kind of just went to, you know, I went to the New Age immediately because I was looking for meaning and that was what was there. I didn't think to go to the church. I mean, we sort of heard about Jesus all our life and that didn't give me any kind of a good life. So I didn't really think to look to him, but it was because we weren't really worshipping Jesus. We just had a religious name to follow without any power or nobody lived for him. You know what I mean? Nobody actually lived for him. So it was just religion with no power. But went to the New Age, and I read a New Age book. What was the first one? It was one of those Eckhart Tolle books, right? And I remember that night I dreamt of thousands and thousands and thousands of snakes coming at me, and I was like running out of a river, and thousands of snakes came swimming at me, and I was running from them. And that was, I remember that dream. It was the first dream that I experienced after reading that book. It was gross. And it was crazy the whole time, because I was trying to find meaning. I mean, I had all the crystals and I did all the meditations and I did all the spiritual awareness workshops and I started to eat well and walk. And I mean, it's all part, but there's a faster and a quicker way, and his name's Jesus, and you come straight in through him. But no, too prideful to do that. I wanted to work out how to do it for myself. And that's just my life story, constant pride. And it's the life story of humanity. We're just full of pride and we think we know, and we can never be taught by anyone, you know. Well, there's some good smart people out there who get you anyway, whether you like it or not, because it's good for you. Thank God. Thank God for the Holy Spirit using people, you know. Holy Spirit uses people. Holy Spirit used many people to speak to me. He'll speak out the ass of a donkey. So don't think you're special because the Holy Spirit's used you to talk to somebody. There's nothing good about you. There's nothing good about you at all. The Holy Spirit is good. The Holy Spirit uses people to talk to people. He will use, I mean, if you can even hear the Holy Spirit at all, he'll use your mouth to get a message to somebody. But that doesn't mean anything about you. There's nothing good about you at all. You're just a piece of shit who's being used by God. There's nothing good about you. You're full of sin, hatred, envy, all that crap that's inside, right? Unless the Holy Spirit has removed all of that out of you, and you have been humbled, there is nothing good about you. Holy Spirit will use whoever is around. He will just possess a body to get a message. I mean, the Holy Spirit uses TV, uses signs, uses people constantly. And these people don't even know God, and the Holy Spirit will just take over their body to get a message to somebody. So it's the Holy Spirit getting this, bringing this awakening on the earth. This is all the Holy Spirit. And the moment you try to get credit and honor for that, you will be humbled. You will be brought low. Pride will be cut right out of your face, because it's feral, disgusting, and it's an abomination to the Lord and to the body of Christ. And I hate it, because I hate sin. And I hate pride because it's disgusting and ugly, and it controlled people for too long, including me. So I can say, I can speak against it. What was I saying? Anyway. Back to the heart of God. Love you, Jesus. So, yeah, I was just looking for the meaning of life, and I just went everywhere else but Jesus. I just missed it completely. And it took years and years and years. You know, 14 years of wandering around before I actually came. And, came to God. 14 years. Ooh. He's just so beautiful. He just loves us. He just loves us so much. But it's a fight for the kingdom. It's a violent fight. And he violently takes us in, because he has to war for us, because we are so full of everything out of here. There's so much going on out here. We can't see. We can't hear. We are blind in this lost world, in this system, this society that just keeps us constantly distracted. Distracted on this, on that, on this, on that, bringing us this, bringing us that. You know, keeping our eyes fixed on people and just in all different types of stuff, rather than getting our hearts completely sewn into his and one with him in the spirit and totally consumed in the marriage bed with him. It's all about being in bed with Jesus and being in love with him and totally consumed by his love. Just letting his presence, which is the wine of his spirit, pour through your body, pour through your veins, pour through your bones. Oil in your bones. Wow, oil all over your head. Just to bring you the rich treasury glory of Jesus from the kingdom of heaven. And he just pours it over us. And it washes us and it heals us and it restores us. It restores our soul. That's the beauty of it. It restores us, right? He restores our soul. He heals us. He brings us into a place where all our fear, that everything that has ever happened to us is cleared out of us. He heals us and he gives us strength and he fills us with his spirit. And no longer are we fearful and frightened to step out and do the things that he's called us to do. And I said, talked about fear this morning in my video, but you know, other people have, there's even worse fears than that, you know, fear of being killed, fear of having someone take your family, fear of, you know, losing your money, your business, fear of whatever it might be. And fear of whatever. But the answer to fear is Jesus and his spirit just filling us completely. Of love. And it's not about going and chasing down meetings, and it's not about getting into a church building. It's just about just giving your heart to him in a quiet meditation. Fixing your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, surrendering everything inside of your heart so he can feel it. I mean, you know, I read the Bible, but I couldn't understand it. You know, it was just like a dead letter that was killing. But I still read it out. But it's good to read prophetic books, because prophetic books is somebody who's actually interpreted the scriptures, right? But there's people out there that they're like, oh, just read the Bible. Yeah, but your spirit's dead. You're not in love with Jesus, you're in love with yourself. So you're reading a dead letter and you're not getting anywhere in life. You're not transforming. There's still hatred and envy and bitterness and you're just fake. Because you haven't been opened up to the Holy Spirit. And the way you come in through the Spirit is through somebody who has come in, right? It says, John the Baptist, you know, he just sits in the river and anyone that comes, he baptizes. That's what we are. Those who just sit in the river of God, just consumed in him constantly, going wherever the wind goes, doing whatever the Spirit says to do, no matter what it looks like. And anyone who comes just gets baptized in that Spirit, because that's your Spirit. So they get baptized in the Spirit that you're talking. A lot of people are talking rubbish. A lot of people talk out of hatred and out of bitterness and opinions, right? They'll sit there in their judgmental attitudes and stuff, and they speak that, and that's their spirit going all over you. So you're being baptized in other people's spirits, right? And it says in scripture that there's not many of these John the Baptists who are sitting in the river. They're the least of the kingdom, right? They're the smallest amount. Not everybody is able to baptize in the Spirit, because not everybody yields completely to the Spirit and surrenders everything in order to be able to have that. People still want to have little families. People want to still have little careers. They want to make money. They want to be wealthy. They want to have a house. They want to live in the suburbs. They want a nice car. They want to have the latest fashion. And I mean, all that's good, but if that's your priority, then you don't get the Spirit of God. It's a gift to those who truly want Jesus, who are disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ and have surrendered everything inside of them. Have put it all on the altar of God to be burnt out of them at whatever costs. And it hurts because he breaks you. He breaks you and he takes out everything that's not of him. And if you've been building the world for 30 years, then you've got a lot of shit in you that needs to come out of you. But he's... So it's not like just a softy, soft little message. But it's the uttermost truth and it's the joy of the kingdom because it's him and he is the joy. And he just transforms your mind, transforms your heart. He removes every single fear, every area where you've been hurt with fear and intimidation. He'll heal that wound. He'll give you opportunities to leave situations and you can take them or you can stay, but he will open doors for you so you can get out and be free and not cop people's crap anymore. Not live a life full of drugs and alcohol and violence and abuse and just being used and abused and not taken care of or treated right, because you do, you know, I mean, even if you haven't had it demonstrated to you, you know in your heart if you're being treated right or not, because your heart's going to be desiring to be treated right. Right? You want better for yourself. And that's normal because it's inside of your heart and that's the Spirit of God pulling and tugging at you to say, come on, come with me, come with me. I'm going to show you a better way. I'm going to give you a better life. I'm going to free you from the whole world that you've ever been, that you've ever known, and I'm going to take you into something brand new, but you need to trust me and you need to walk with me and you need to leave behind all that stuff that has hurt you. You need to stop going back to it. Stop trying to understand it, work it out, try to band-aid it, trying to, you know, have all your little mitts in it. Just let it all go and literally just follow me without any control. And let that Spirit pass through your mind constantly and just refreshing you and washing you clean and leading you into a brand new life. And you, the Spirit, if the Spirit isn't leading you to Jesus, then it's not the right Spirit. You're going with the wrong spirit. So turn from that spirit. Get the Holy Spirit. Listen to people who are carrying the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit only. Now that whole, you know how you'll know? Because you will be led to Jesus and you will become into a marriage with Jesus. You will be consumed with your husband. Your heart will be for him. All you want is him. You will desire him. You'll be infatuated, in love, mesmerized, in awe, completely overwhelmed, free, happy, joyful, blissful. You will change. Your nature will change. Everything about you will change. Your desires will change. Your will change. Everything will be for him and for his kingdom. That's how you know if you're listening to the right spirit. Because if you're listening to somebody and their spirit's wrong, you won't be wanting that stuff. You won't be coming into that stuff. It will be hard to read the Bible. It will be hard to do all these type of things. But if you're listening to someone with the right spirit, you'll be able to, you'll want to read the Bible. You'll want to get to know Jesus. You'll want to come closer to him, deeper and deeper and deeper. You want a deep, intent relationship with him. And you'll come closer and closer to him. And you know what? You won't stay hungry and wanting and wanting. You will literally come through a gateway and taken deeply into the relationship. This isn't an ongoing, oh, more, Lord, more. I'm so hungry for you. Come. And then be chasing him around to conference or you know, still just desperate like that. No, you will enter in the kingdom. You will enter in and be satisfied and fulfilled. Right? And then you will start, that's what will happen when you actually listen to the right person with the right spirit. I listened to some people for a long time and I never got taken through that because they didn't have a gateway. Their doors were blocked, right? People have blocked doors from their stuff that they haven't dealt with their stuff. So they're not able to take people through the gates, through. They don't stay in the river. They keep getting out of the river and trying to do their own thing, and then they've got to come back and get cleaned up, and then they go back out and do their own thing, then they come back to get cleaned up. They don't just stay in the river, get cleaned, and then grow up and just be totally immersed in the waters. They keep leaving the waters to go and do their own thing. So every time they go to do that, they come back dirty and have to be cleaned up again, right? So they never actually overcome that, just the basics of that. Yep, that's the truth. Anyway, so just be immersed in his waters, immersed in his heart. He's so good. He just desires your heart. That's all it is. It's just laying down with him and just letting him consume you with no thoughts, and just letting him pass through your mind, pass through your heart, pass through your blood, pass through your lips. Just breathing, 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 breathing him. Just allowing him to pass through every area of your whole entire body and just take you into a continual ecstasy, where your body, he'll just, you'll be sucked up into heaven. You'll be sucked up into his spirit. And then none of these lower things can affect you, because your spirit's now up here, seated in God, seated in Jesus, sealed off in the spirit. These things might come at you, but they can't affect you. They can't take you out, because you're one with him. All your attention's on him. All your thoughts are on him. All your time spent on him. You don't want to leave the river. You can't leave the river. Woo! Wow. Well, God bless you guys. I'll leave it there. Hope you have a good week. No fear, just love. You reckon? All right. Bye, guys.